Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Complain because whatever thing that has been done for them, they don't see its value. But I thank God this morning that we have a breed of people who have different understanding to life. A breed of people who have value for what God has done for them. Praise be to God. You see, the God who rewards gratitude, he also frowns on ingratitude. The God you and I serve, he rewards what? Gratitude. But at the same time, he frowns on ingratitude. God cannot stand people who are ungrateful. God cannot stand people who are unthankful. People who do not see reasons to thank God, but they have reasons to complain. God cannot stand those people. God cannot stand them. Ingratitude was the reason majority of the Israelites couldn't enter into their promised land. As you can hear the sound of my voice, there is a word of promise hanging on your life. There is a prophecy that you are about to enter and manifest. There is a place for you to go. The only thing that can hinder you from entering into the manifestation of God's promises is when you become ungrateful. Shout, I will not become ungrateful. Hallelujah. Ingratitude, not sin. Ingratitude was the reason majority of the Israelites couldn't enter the promised land, but they died in the wilderness. It is my prayer for you this morning so that you can enter into the fulfillment of God's promise for your life. May ingratitude not deny you of your blessings. Your amen is weak this morning. I pray for you that you shall enter into your time of visitation. You shall enter into fulfillment of every prophetic word for your life. May God cause you to enter into your inheritance. Shout amen like you believe it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 9 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 9 to 11. The Bible said, "Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents, nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happen to them as examples." The Bible was making reference to the Israelites who left captivity in Egypt and they were on their way to the promised land. The Bible said many of them couldn't enter into the promised land because of complaining. They complained. Hello? And the Bible said these things are written so that it will become an example to us. The people of the wilderness, the Israelites, they didn't have a Bible. Hello? They didn't have a Bible. They didn't have a point of reference. But you have come to know that when people complain, they cannot enter into fulfillment. I pray that you will not be a complainer. Amen. I pray that you will not be a murmurer. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Every unthankful person has three qualities. Every unthankful person has what? Three qualities. Number one is that they easily forget the good that is done for them. You need remembrance to be appreciative. If you don't remember and you easily forget, you will not be thankful to people who have shown you kindness. It is very important. That is why God teaches his people to have a memorial, something they must keep to remind them of what God has done for them. You see, God knows that you are prone to forget. You can easily forget. So God, throughout the pages of the Bible, has taught his people how to have a memorial, so that when they look upon the memorial, they will remember what God has done and will not be ungrateful. Because ingratitude is a trap. When you become unthankful, ladies and gentlemen, you will not get to where God has said you will get to. It is a trap. Amen. Joshua chapter 4, 5 to 7. The Bible talking about the Israelites when they left Egypt and they were on the way to the promised land. God performed a major miracle. What was the miracle? God divided the Red Sea. A miracle that has never happened before. That men like you and I walked through the sea. The sea water went to the right side and stood like a wall. Went to the left side, stood like a wall, revealing a dry ground. And they walked through the Red Sea to the other side, and their enemies got drowned. Surprisingly, they forgot about this miracle. After they passed on to the other side, they started complaining. They started murmuring. Then God sometimes will remind them, are you not the ones who were at the edge of the sea and your enemies were coming against you? You don't know where to go, and I divided the Red Sea. So God, forget about that. It looks like the one who has shown them the miracle must be the one to be reminding them. So when they got to River Jordan, God wanted them not to repeat the mistake of the past. So he said, I'm going to pass the River Jordan. But when you are passing through the River Jordan, every elder of the 12 tribes should pick a stone from the bedrock of the river. And then this 12 stones should be used for an altar. So that when your children come to ask you, what is the meaning of this altar? You will tell them that I, the Lord, I perform another miracle by parting the Jordan River. So they pick up those stones from the bed of the river to serve as what? A memorial. I'm asking you this morning, what is your memorial to remind you of the wonder-working power of God in your life? Before you ask for another miracle, have you taken time to thank God? And what is your reference in thanking God? The Bible says, then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan. Take us to verse 5. Praise be to God. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan. And each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. Israel is made up of 12 tribes. Like in Ghana, we have 16 regions. Hello? But there are a lot of tribes in Ghana. The last time I checked, we have 49 languages in Ghana. In Nigeria, I don't know how many languages we have in Nigeria. How many languages we have? You don't know. I also don't know. Hello? According to the tribes, pick stones and erect an altar. Let's go ahead. That this may be, verse 6, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Verse 7, then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over to Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Give the Lord a clap offering. So for them not to forget, God has to impress it on them to have something that they will remember. Something that will remind them of this great miracle. There's a story of a great and a rich man. And the story is that this rich man has been able to build an ultramodern house for himself. And in his living room, he has a tattered school shirt in the living room. He has placed it at a point where Once you enter into his living room, you see the shirt. And the buttock side of the shirt had holes in it, as though they had spectacles. And this shirt is in his living room. And so anytime he has visitors and they are talking, it looks like that thing stands out from the many expensive things in his living room. Then they'll ask him, why do you put this tattered school shirt over here? He said, many, many years ago, I struggled in my school. I struggled to pay my school fees. I struggled to cope up with the intelligent students in my class. And in my suffering, God touched the heart of a certain family to take me in. And this was the shirt I was wearing when favor fell upon me. They took me in and took care of me. And by the help of God, I now have money. But this shirt here reminds me of my struggling days, so that foolishness and ingratitude will not come into my heart when I'm doing party in my house. It reminds me, because anyone who comes will ask. So he keeps telling the story. That is that this is what puts a check on me. So anytime he is doing party in the house, no matter how his heart is happy, once he looks at the shirt, he's like, hey, boy, it is not strength. It is not intelligence. It's just by the favor of God. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Hallelujah. So I came to ask you this morning, what do you have as a memorial? Praise be to God. What is your memorial? What reminds you of where God picked you from? Amen. So the first sign of people who are ungrateful is that they easily forget. Hello? Number two, sign of people who are ungrateful is that they are people who are unjust. Unjust means they are unfair or they are unreasonable. That is why people who are unjust easily find fault. They regard your help as nothing. No matter what you do for them, they don't value it. They rather find faults with it. Praise be to God. Numbers chapter 11 from verse 1 to 7. We are still talking about the Israelites. When they were in the wilderness, the Bible said when God delivered them, you know, when they were in Egypt, they were crying to God. God, send us a deliverer. God, help us. God, send us a deliverer. Send somebody to deliver us from the hand of Pharaoh. And God sent Moses. And with many signs and wonders, he delivered them from Egypt. Took them through the wilderness, taking them to the promised land. Now look at what happened. These guys are unreasonable. A time came, the Bible said, now when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. There are some things that God can tolerate, but there are some other things he cannot tolerate. One of them is ingratitude. One of them is what? You don't like this. You like your enemies. Your enemies. One of the major enemies people have is what? Ingratitude. You don't thank God. That's why, you see, when the worship was ongoing, you see the powerful worship. You see our attitude. We sat down, we are watching them. We watch our phone. We reply WhatsApp. We are a bunch of ingrates. A bunch of unthankful people. When was the last time you came to church, you lifted up your hands in gratitude to God, and your mind goes back and tears even come out from your eyes? It means that as you have come to church, you did not come with your thanksgiving. You came with your need. David said, I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And I'll enter his court with what? With praises. Are you there with me? God cannot stand ingratitude fellows. He can't. The Bible said, now when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. For the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them, and consumed some of the some in the outskirts of the camp. Verse 2. Then the people cried out to Moses. And when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. Verse 3. So he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord had burned them. So, all right, verse 4. Now, the mixed multitude. Last time I was talking to you about the fact that when the Israelites left Egypt, some of the Egyptians left with them. You remember? They are the mixed multitude. Because they were friends with the Israelites, they heard that an angel of death will pass through Egypt. So anyone who does not have blood on their lentils, on their doorposts, they will die. So because they are friends with some of them, they gave them the info. So they found themselves in the company of the Israelites. Now the Bible says, now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense cravings. You see, so it's not strange that you see a lady's status and she will say, cravings, like, I have cravings for egg and pepper. She's not pregnant, though. Some of them, the craving is Kempinski jollof. Ice cream. Everybody has cravings. Hello? Someone's craving a wok play and a bobitadi. Please, it's an example. Please come back to church. Amen. So they were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? Because in the wilderness, they were only eating manna. Hello? They were only eating what? Manna. And they said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. Verse 6. But now our whole being is dried up. Hey! There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. You see, they were being unreasonable and unfair, because in Egypt we have shopping malls. But at the wilderness, nobody has a shopping mall at the wilderness. So you cannot buy cucumber in the wilderness. In Egypt, the farmers will grow their crops, so you can have onions. But in the wilderness, nobody cultivates crops. So saying that you yearn for cucumber, you have been unfair and unreasonable. Are you there? You were in captivity. You were crying for deliverance. God sent you a man to deliver you. You are on your way to a better place. Where you are right now is not your final destination. And you are complaining. And the Bible says, and God heard it, and he was displeased. First, you used to perch. And now you have single room. The toilet and bath is outside, and you are complaining. That when I was perching, the toilet and bath was inside. Now God has given you a single room. You are complaining of the comfort. The Lord heard it and he was displeased. Now who are this bunch of ungrateful people? Slavery and onions, which one is better? But that's how human beings are. Many people are unreasonable and ungrateful. These people are unjust and unreasonable, because the wilderness is not like Egypt. Hello? I just want you to know that where you are right now is not your final destination. I say, your amen is weak. Amen. Where you are right now, you are a person on a journey. And you are about to manifest another dimension of blessing that no eye has seen before. Amen. God is about to blow your mind in the name of Jesus. These things are very dangerous, because they are the reason people don't enter into their promised land, because of complaining. because of easily forgetting where God has picked them from, because of being unjust. The last point on the fact on people who are very ungrateful is that they are entitled. Entitled means that they feel they deserve better. They feel they do what? They deserve better. So even in the wilderness, they were telling Aaron that this God who came to deliver us is not a proper God. Give us a golden calf. They want something else. People who are ungrateful, no matter how good you are to them, they want something else. They always compare you with... They always compare you with someone else. No matter what God has given to them, it's never enough. They feel that they deserve something better. One of our brothers in this church, whether he's in church or not, I don't know. He used to have a girlfriend. Whether he's in church right now or not, I don't know. One day he called me and his heart was panting. I said, what is it? I'm coming over. He said, you can't believe it. He said he bought a birthday cake for his girlfriend. Whether he's married right now or not, I don't know. He bought a birthday cake for the girlfriend. When the girlfriend saw the birthday cake, he said, oh, you ordered it from Max Mart. He said, yes. He said, you should have ordered it from a big shop. You say, you have no idea. You see, you are shocked. Say, so you should have ordered it from where? Big shop. Then this gentleman, because he's a kind fellow, he bought the lady. At that time, Samsung S6, you know, was the ish. He bought the lady S6. So the lady took the phone, saw it. He said, what is this? He said, what is this? He said, it's a phone, a brand new phone. He said, what is this? Samsung. He said, what about iPhone? He said, as for you, always remain a boy. She dropped the phone. He said, hey, you have no idea. She dropped the phone on the bed and walked out. Sure. The reason God is not on earth, he's sitting in heaven. He knows why. Some people can be unreasonable, unjust. They forget. The lady we are talking about, this is a secret between you and I. She doesn't know how to cook. Between you and she doesn't know how to cook. But this girl, no. S6. Me that he called me, the guy who called me as his pastor cried, he didn't buy me S6. He said, and it's even white. So that's why you remain a boy. She dropped it on the bed and walked out. You see, she had no value for the gift. Therefore, in the process of time, she does not deserve the giver of the gift. You are not clapping your hands. Gratitude is key. Showing appreciation is key. Hello? That is what God is seeking from you and I. That anything he presents to us, he knows why he has positioned us where we are right now. Saying thank you to God is even a demonstration of faith. That God, if you have brought me this far, indeed, you will take me that far. You are not clapping your hands. Listen, I remember the early stages when I met my wife, when we were friends. Her first birthday. I bought her some chocolates. It's not Golden Tree, because it was expensive. That one that I bought is cheaper than Golden Tree. When I was giving her the chocolate, I was even feeling shy. The way she was saying thank you, I thought that maybe she's just doing me as a. Because the thank you and the gifts that came, the thank you is more than. So from that day, I repositioned myself. Maybe that's the end. The following birthday, thinking that things will be better this time around, brothers and sisters, she calculated and realized that I was not having money. So by then she was working and she had these side hustles. So she gave me money. So it was her money that I used to spread there. Amen. It was her own money that I used to spread there on a second birthday. Should I say? Amen. Amen. Show appreciation. No matter what God brings your way, show appreciation. Can we continue? Yes. So what I'm saying this morning is that do not forget what God has done for you. It should be on your lips. Don't forget what people do to support you. It will be unjust and unreasonable to forget. It will be unjust and unreasonable to forget. Praise be to God. In this season of Christmas, you need to fill your mouth with thanksgiving to God. The psalmist said, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Praise be to God. What is voice of thanksgiving? Voice of thanksgiving is the audible expression of the faithfulness of God in your life in order to demonstrate your gratitude unto God. It is your word, your audible expression. Let it be loud. Of the faithfulness of God in your life in order to demonstrate your gratitude to God. Which means that your thanksgiving must be expressed for God to acknowledge that, you are really pleased with what he's doing in your life. Amen. It must show in your opening prayer. It must show in your worship. It must show in your praises to God. You see how you carry yourself about as if you are the one figuring it out. God is watching. Are you getting my point? When you are really grateful, it will affect how you worship God. It does not matter who is standing beside you. This is not the time to impress. This is the time to show God that I'm really thankful for what you are doing in my life. Is somebody hearing me at all? Can we continue? Voice of thanksgiving is the public acknowledgement of the interventions of God in your life by refusing to forget what he has done for you. You yourself, you refuse to forget it. When it looks like times are becoming okay, you keep reminding yourself of what God has picked you from. God demands that. He's expectant of that. Amen. You begin to tell people of what God has done for you. It is your way of refusing to forget. Quite recently, I made a trip with Pastor Acha and some of my pastors. And on the way, we got to Mata Echo on the Afienya Road. And I was showing them the house that I was patching in before moving from Mata Echo to Legon to go for a 2.5 hour prayer meeting when Peacekeepers just started. From Mata Echo, before you move to Afariwa, Ashama runabout, before you hit the motorway. And then Pastor Archer said something. He said, God has seen the sacrifice. I said, that was where I was petting your pastor. I was a petter. When we embarked on a journey, I went to show them where I grew up. I said, this is the park on which I used to pray. And I told them, I'm a nobody. Hey, don't think I'm a nobody. I'm someone that God has just shown mercy. 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 Tell of his wondrous works. That is the voice of thanksgiving. Tell people how you used to copy work from other people in school. Homework, you're always copying. But look at you. You look like a managing director. The day your company knows that you are managing director, they'll take you from that post. But God has repackaged you. You sound intelligent. You look intelligent. But inside you know that you are nobody. It is time to thank God. I say it is time to thank God. I say it is time to thank God. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is telling of God's wondrous works in your life as a mark of not taking God for granted. Hear me. A proof that you don't take the goodness of God for granted is when your thanksgiving is more than your complaints. Hello? It's when your what? Your thanksgiving is more than your complaints. It is during the moment of thanksgiving that we pause and reflect. Before you thank God, you must take time out of the day. Sit down. Pause. Call your name. Kwame. Daniel. You. Look at how far God has brought you. Pause and reflect and think. You also sat in an aeroplane. Wonders shall never end. You, Daniel. That during your JSS, you are using Bobo to learn. You know Bobo? Do you know Bobo? You see, those days, the Kenke sellers, they have this container that they put a rag. It's not a wig, rag. Yes. Then it supplies them light to sell Kenke. That's what I used to learn to write my JSS. You see how you are looking at me? You see how you are looking at me? His wondrous works. Pause. You see, when you are reading the Bible, especially in the book of Psalm, you see a word. S-E-L-A-H. How many of you have seen that word? You wonder what word, because seller. Seller means pause. Be silent and reflect on the things that you have read. Pause. When you get there, pause. What you have read before you got to that junction, pause. Reflect. Hello? Think about it again. Don't be in a hurry to continue reading. Pause. Be silent and reflect. Praise be to God. How far has God brought you? You see the things that you did and God pardoned you. Some people did just a little of what you've done and scandal. There was scandal. But you, God covered you. You are looking at me. God covered. Nobody has heard about it. Hello? The many things God has delivered you from, don't take them for granted. Don't take them for granted. It is that time that it is the time of seller that we take stock of the many escapes, the deliverances, the healing, and the many interventions that God gave to us. It is during the stock taking that you will admit that if it had not been the Lord on your side. Psalm 124. Give us Psalm 124. My God. Psalm 124. Psalm 124 from verse 1. It says that, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, you don't have any uncle in parliament. When you look through your family, you are the only hero. You don't have any brother anywhere. If it had not been God on your side, sister, you may not be able to change your week. It is God. I say it is God. You have nobody nowhere. The only person you have is what? The man sitting on the throne. If it had not been for God on our side. Look at you. You've started life in Accra. This is not where you were born. You came to hustle. But it doesn't look like you are hustling. You are looking like a landlord and landlady already. If it had not been God on our side. Some people are more hardworking than you. They are still on the streets. Sleeping in front of people's shops. Huh? The time you were not able to pay your rent, among all the tenants in the house, the landlord told you that, as for you, they hold on with yours for now. The day you have money, come and pay. You think it's not the doing of the Lord? You think it's not the doing of the Lord? It is time for us to pause, think, and reflect. So we have reasons to thank God. Hello? Now when you go to the hospital, just tell a doctor that you want to do checkup. He said, oh, checkup. Sit down. They will bring you coffee. That means that you are dead. By the time you realize, three nurses will come. who just come and take your particulars, know that 500 Ghana cedis is gone for sitting down. 500 Ghana cedis is gone. They'll come and take your particular. They'll be speaking English. One doctor will come, smile at you, go back. Another one will come. All those ones, your money is increasing. But when you come to church, one word from the altar of God, a sickness that's supposed to put you down, God takes it away. And you think it's not a blessing. A brother was sharing with me in the church. He said his nail, his stone nail, grew into his flesh. Okay, grew into his flesh. Something that is supposed to be 200 Ghana cedis. He paid 4,000 cedis. So if you don't have 4,000, that means your nail, all your nails will grow into your flesh. Someone performed surgery. As a pastor, hospital is another head office I have. Go to the hospital. Surgery was performed on somebody. Over 23,000. Less than 1 hour, less than 30 minutes of surgery, 23,000. So if you don't have money, before they perform the surgery, this you should pay 5,000 cedis deposit before they will touch it. So if you don't have 5,000, it means you'll be dead. But look at you. Malaria cannot touch you. As for witches and wizards, they have given up on you. And you say you will not. Hallelujah. There are people, the kind of water they drink, sanitized water, but they still have kidney problems. You, the water you drink sometimes, your kidneys are kankpe, your liver is working. Oh my God. It is time to thank God. I say it is time to thank God. I say it is time to thank God. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. There are some people, when they tell you that you will see, if you don't have God, indeed you will see. Because they have the money. They can mobilize people to fight against you. They have the means. They have supernatural powers. When you are sleeping, instead of you to pray, because of the food, the kind of food you are eating, those your starchy food, your alarm will blow. You postpone it. If it had not been for the mercy of God, that person who told you, you will see, the person has naked himself, speaking to altars. But when the arrows are coming, they go back. They are coming, they go back. They are coming, they go back. When men rose up against us, I was sharing with you, when the land issue, when we moved to this place, a time came, not from the side of the landlord, but from another side, we were taken to the police station. The woman paid police people to harass us. Then I also remember that we prayed for a police top man B. Yes. So I called the police woman. Top woman, police headquarters. Then she said, give me his number. The policeman who is around, give me his number. So when she took the number, I said, I even know him. I was his prosecutor. Like, he had a case. I was the one who stood in for him in the court. He called the woman and called the man and said that my in-law is telling me that you are harassing him. Back off. Hey! Me! Are you hearing me? If God is not on your side, when men rose up against you, they'll swallow you alive. Hey! You have, see, it's because you don't know what people have done that God has delivered you from. That's why you are still complaining. Is somebody hearing me? They would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Verse 4. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Verse 5. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Verse 6. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Verse 7. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Give the Lord a clap of him. I prophesy escape over your life. in this season of Christmas, you and your household, you have escaped every trap of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your hands to the word of the Lord. There are many, praise be to God, there are many spiritual blessings that God gives that require special keys to access them. Blessings are like doors. Until you have keys, you may not have access. There is a blessing of long life. There is a blessing of greatness, divine health, promotion, recovery, acceleration, a lot of them. And each of them requires different keys to access them. Thanksgiving, on the other hand, is a necessary key to provoke the wonders of multiplication. If you want blessings to multiply in your life, your thanksgiving must increase. Hello? Your thanksgiving must what? Must increase. Praise be to God. To activate the blessing of the more, the blessing of the abundant, the blessing of the profit, the blessing of the overflow, you must learn to be thankful. Hey, as you cultivate a lifestyle of gratitude or appreciation, I pray for you. May the overflow blessing be your portion. May the overflow blessing be your portion. May the little in your life be turned into much. May the small in your life be turned into greater portions. Shout another amen to the glory of God. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is too small in the life of an individual who is thankful. No matter what is small in your hands, if you receive it with a thankful heart, it will multiply. I say it will multiply. Jesus Christ, the man we all follow, demonstrated the power of thanksgiving. John chapter 6, 8 to 13. John chapter 6, 8 to 13. The man we all follow demonstrated the power of thanksgiving. My God. Look at it. One of Jesus had a lot of people in church, and because the service dragged, he decided to give them food. But there was no food around. They had little money. And then Andrew came to Jesus and said, I found a guy who is having 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Verse 10. Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, it's true that you eat once a day. But when that food lands on your table and you sit down, brother, don't be in a hurry to fire the food. Learn to give thanks to God for giving you that food for that day. When you start doing that, God will give you 3 square meals. When you continue doing that, you begin to feed other people. Andrew complained that among this whole lot of people, what do 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish do? He just said, let them sit down. He took the bread, he gave thanks. God, I thank you for my small shop. It will become a shopping mall. Amen. I thank you for the relationship. Though the guy is very stubborn, I thank you. Amen. I thank you for the doors you are opening for me. Every now and then someone is recommending me. Though they are not picking me, I thank you for the recommendation. Don't complain. Complaining is a trap. It's a trap. Jesus gave thanks. He distributed them to the disciples, and disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, look at it. Everybody's complaining. Things are tough. But some way, somehow you eat. Some way, somehow you eat. Some way, somehow you are able to buy some nice dresses. Sometimes it is 5 cedis, but it is store reject. You start it,
When you come, we don't know it's five cities. Hello? Hello? Be thankful because someone is naked. Be thankful because someone has a tattered cloth. Amen? Be what? Thankful. He said to his, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. 5 loaves of bread, because of the power of thanksgiving, it multiplied and they have excess of 12 baskets. In John chapter 11 from verse 41, Jesus was going to perform another miracle. Hear me, if you want to see miracles in your life, be a thankful person. If you want to see what? Miracles. The doorway to miracles is what? It's thanksgiving. Anyone who walks in the miraculous is someone who appreciates God for what he has done for him, not the one who complains. So Jesus came to the place where his friend died. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, hello, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. This is what released the miracle of resurrecting the dead. Is your business dead? Father, I thank you for giving me a business in the first place. I thank you. Hello? When Job heard that his 10 children died in one day, his business collapsed. What did he say? He said, I thank you, Father. Naked I have come, naked I will go. May the Lord God be praised. Hey! There is power in thanksgiving. There's power in what? In thanksgiving. Me as a human being, when I do something for someone and the person appreciates, person mentions it, I'm looking for another way to do something else for the person. But the one that I do something for and the person pretends, person will not even mention it. No problem. It's not I'm expecting your thank you, but you have given me a signal. A what? A signal. I may find it difficult to plan another gift for you. Because maybe what I gave to you, you did not like it, you couldn't tell me. Maybe you are a vegetarian and I went to buy you pork. But when you say thank you, whether you are a vegetarian or not, tomorrow I'll not buy you pork, I'll buy you cow. Thanksgiving is the avenue for miracles. You want to see miracles? Be thankful. Hello? Be thankful. You've not received any call. That's one of your loved ones is rushed to the hospital. Be thankful. You have children in your family. There can easily be emergencies, but they are all safe and sound. Despite the things they are swallowing. Some of them go and put their hands into sockets. You must be thankful. Are you hearing me? You must be what? Thankful. Then they took the stone away. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Go ahead. And he who died came out bound. Oh, it looks like you jumped. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Before you speak to your miracles to come, be thankful. Thank God for the things that you find yourself in before you begin to make prophetic declarations. Is somebody hearing me at all? Yes. Are you still here? Yes. Psalm 26 verse 7, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is so important because it is an effective tool for evangelism. Hear me? You cannot proclaim gratitude to God without revealing Jesus Christ and what he has done in your life. Hello? You cannot thank God. I was sharing with you here some years ago. I had an opening to preach in a church. It's a very small church. And the pastor of the church asked whether I was married. They said, he's not married. He said, I'll not allow any unmarried man to come and preach in my church. Oh! Then I went to God. I knelt and said, Father, the church that I was going to preach at, the pastor said, I'm not married. You are the one who has caused it. God, if you open the door, I'll marry. God, perform another miracle. And another church, Assemblies of God, Dan Soman, over 2,000 seater church. Someone went to tell the pastor that in this fasting and prayer, when you bring this particular man of God, hey, you turn the place upside down. Then, according to him, he went to pray about me. When he went to pray about me, God told him that make him come. Hey! He went back to the pastor and said, tell that your pastor to send his picture for us to do posters and billboards. I've not met him. I've not met him. But he has done billboards and posters. And the church is bigger than this one. The church far, 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 far bigger than this one. Hello? Proclaim. So I cannot say such a thing and I'll not reveal to you the power of God. When you talk about what God has done to people, it is a form of evangelism. They are tired of hearing what happened to David, Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel, Abigail. They want to hear what God has done in your life. You must not be quiet. Amen? You must not be what? Quiet. Praise be to God. The man at Gadara in Mark chapter 5. The man with the demons in him, the legion, 9,000 spirits were in one man. Jesus cast the demons out. He wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus said, no, go and tell your friends what God has done to you. And the Bible said he preached in sharing his testimony. Already people knew him. He became a preacher in that particular place. 10 different regions, he became their pastor. By telling people what God has done, not what God has done for David, but what God has done for him, the man at Gadara. So it's a form of what? Evangelism. The reason you are not winning souls is because you are not telling people what God has done for you. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. What has God done for you? It is time to talk about it. Amen? One of our pastors was giving a testimony here. He said, until he came to this church, he did not have all the things that he has in his life right now. So when he joined this church, that is when he has all the things he has right now, including his wife and his son. So he had nothing. I'm preaching it. I get you. That is what God has done for him. He had nothing. But when he joined this church, not this church, but when he came to God, God has transformed his story. You must begin to tell people what God has done for you. Praise be to God. It's a strong tool for evangelism. Amen. Before I traveled, I was spending foreign currencies here in Ghana. I know people in U.S. more than you. I know I can give you direction. Meanwhile, I've not been there before. But that is how God, the favor of God has stretched our boundaries. That is the doing of the Lord. You are not clapping your hands. Amen. Amen. One last thing about thanksgiving I want to share with you is that it's a weapon to silence the voice of the enemy in your life. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. When you talk about what God has done for you, you shut the mouth of the enemy. You destroy his machinations against your life. Praise be to God. The Bible says, Revelation chapter 12 verse number 11, we are about to close. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by what? By the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Amen? When you give testimony, which is a demonstration of your thanksgiving to God, you overcome the devil. You silence him in your life. Hello? You shut the mouth of your accusers by proclaiming what God has done for you. It is time to thank God. If you want to thank God, it's two things. One, recognize the hand of God in your life. There are some things that happen to you. It is not sheer coincidence. You felt like stepping out, but something held you back. And the car that you were supposed to take, the car had accident. You say, hey, my instincts are working. It's not instinct. My instinct. It's not my conscience. Nowadays, my conscience is working, but it is God. Recognize it. Amen? Recognize it. I'm just sharing. If you have not been to the hospital before, I've been there many times this particular, visiting people and praying for them. People are dying of minor sicknesses. Minor. My head. There's this brother in this church. He works at First Bank. The First Bank, they have this promising young guy, 32 years. And the guy was going to be made manager. He took his bath, came back. My head, he died. He died. My head, 32-year-old guy. Almost a branch manager. But you, this year, you didn't have a headache. You had migraine. You had migraine. The one that you put ice block on it. You put up and say, oh, Jesus. And the thing left. You must recognize it. Yes. People have dreams, nights when they wake up, they are terrified. You don't have nightmare. Satan himself come to your room and shift your center table. But still, you are... Oh. Recognize it. There's a rapper in Ghana. He drove himself to the hospital for checkup. He drove himself. He didn't return. He died. Hey! But you are still alive. Even you cry, you self-medicate. You now, when your finger is paining, so this one, there's paracetamol. Paracetamol. You pray on it, take paracetamol, your finger stops, your head is paining. You yourself, you have become your own doctor. You must recognize it. Number two, have revelation. Revelation in that, like what I shared with you, just a surgery, 23,000. Hey, sister, if it was you, you should not wait for surgery to be performed on you to appreciate God. Are you hearing me? You must not wait for... No. Appreciate God. So have revelation into life. The things that could have cost you much, and by the mercy of God, he has taken you out of it. You should be thankful. You should be thankful. Please rise to your feet. Rise to your feet.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.